And now Germany is giving tanks to Ukraine. Germany has confirmed that they will send 14 tanks. These are Leopard 2 A6 tanks. The Leopard 2 is a third generation German MBT. MBT stands for Main Battle Tank. What is unique about this German tank is that it has a longer barrel. Now the importance of having a longer barrel means more firepower. The longer the barrel in a tank or artillery gun, the more pressure the gun can build up before it ejects its shell. The greater the pressure, the greater the shell's peak velocity, and the greater its penetrative power. The newer model, that is Leopard 2 A6 tanks, they have 55 caliber 120mm main guns. The Rheinmetall L55 gun, which is actually the 120mm barrel, is nearly 5 feet longer. Because of this extra length, the shell will reach its peak velocity from 5400 feet per second to 5700 feet per second. And talking about Ukraine, they are always begging from their foreign allies the best possible tanks with the most possible firepower. As of now, only Germany has decided to send the newer model Leopard 2 A6 tanks. Otherwise, Poland, Norway, Finland, Spain, Netherlands, Denmark, and few other European countries, even they have the newer model Leopard 2 A6 tanks. But then apart from Germany, no other European country is sending the newer version A6. They are giving the older version, that is A4 version. Together, the European allies are going to send 80 Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. However, in this 80 tanks, only 14 will be the newer model Leopard 2 A6 tanks, and that too Germany is sending it. Actually, if you see, even United States is sending 31 Abrams tanks.
Reversal, President Biden announcing he's sending 31 powerful American Abrams tanks to Ukraine. A move the Pentagon had resisted for months.
Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity.
By following the United States, even Germany got excited and announced that they will send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks.
Und das gilt jetzt auch für die jüngste Entscheidung, die die Bundesregierung getroffen hat. Wir werden der Ukraine auch Kampfpanzer zur Verfügung stellen vom Typ Leopard 2. Das ist das Ergebnis intensiver Beratung erneut.
But then you have to understand that United States lives on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Was there any need for Germany to send new tanks? This is called escalation. This is a big mistake by Germany to send the tanks to Ukraine along with the West. The last thing any of the European countries that is close to Russia should do is not to escalate the war anymore. Let the war die out gradually, but now it looks like Germany wants to add a little more fuel to the fire. Currently, there are two kinds of tanks that are operational in Ukraine. They are Britain's Challenger 2 tanks, European allies have given Leopard 2 tanks, and American M1 Abrams tanks, which are going to join soon. So basically, tank coalition has been formed. This is how the Western countries are going to escalate this conflict into World War 3. At first, they gave weapons, then artillery, then air defense system, and now tanks. And then soon they will give nukes. I found this clip on the internet. It is funny as well as a serious representation of what is actually going on right now. Watch the clip. Ukraine's president has gone mad. And by the way, in this clip, you saw that DJ in the background, he represents Biden. And what is the role of a DJ? To increase the tension before a big drop. And that is what Joe Biden is doing. There is a Western policy, but there is no European policy. Europe is still deeply dependent on America as a guarantor of its security. Everyone is looking towards Washington. Germany is one of, if not the most important European ally of the United States. In fact, on Wednesday in White House, Joe Biden praised the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz after their coordinated announcement that the US and Germany would be sending battle tanks to Ukraine.
I want to thank the Chancellor for his leadership and his steadfast commitment to our collective efforts to support Ukraine. Germany has really stepped up.
And guess what? Germany has stepped up to United States' plan.